Good morning, dear Aurorillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everybody else who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 23rd of June, and cloudy morning here with drizzle on 27 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect variable cloudiness with a shower or thunderstorm in spots, not as warm, and over the night cloudy with spotty showers. Temperatures will be ranging from low of 26 to high of 30 with heat index on 36 degrees Celsius. Westerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 15 km per hour. Chance on thunderstorms in 60%. And from our Green Charlie shares a rainfall update with us, on which he stated that today, since midnight, already fall 44.3 mm of rain, and in total the month of June we have had 94.3 mm. May abundance in rainfall was on 129.6 mm. Moon is well in Gibbous, illuminated on 93%. We still have some leftover holidays, and for the 3rd of July, which is Sunday at 6 p.m. at Irum in Sri Maleshwari Temple, we are invited to Bharatanatyam dance program of 6 children from our Aswati group. Those 6 children are P. Swarna Purani, N. Shalini, S. Sharmi, N. Domina, M. Roshini, and N. Harini. Otherwise, the world needs Happy Sapiens workshop. It's coming up on 9th and 10th of July for full days for individuals who are connected with their inner resources, who are joyful and are committed to betterment of all. This workshop is rediscovery of joy within. Participants will explore the moments of connectedness, joyfulness and bliss through the blend of Raja Yoga, NLP, neuroscience-based experimental exercises. Since seats are limited, they are asking you to register at happy@earthandus.org. From Youth League comes an invitation to the next International Youth Day on 12 and 13 of August, and they're asking you to sign to participate now for all of you who are between 16 to 35 years old. They will have a space for youth to voice their truth in the form of speeches and performances, space for stalls on education and employment opportunities, space for exhibition on youth initiatives or projects, and space for youth art exhibition. But they are also open for any other suggestions. You can contact them on youth@oroville.org. And from Oroville Institute of Applied Technology come information on vocational training within Oroville Institute of Applied Technology, which is now taking admission for first and second year vocational training courses affiliated to the Central Government National Council of Vocational Training. IAT is also well known for project-oriented learning by doing and for its holistic approach in education, which includes personality building, interview techniques, and other extracurricular activities. Students who have passed 10th can join a course of electronic mechanics, civil draftsmen, mechanical draftsmen, filter, or 2 years courses, or they can join a computer hardware and networking and financial executive, which are 1 year courses. 10th failed students can be admitted in 1 year, welder course affiliated to NCVT, or in domestic electrician, which includes house wiring and maintenance of home appliances. After course completion, all candidates are eligible for 1 year apprenticeship training in any subject-related company in Pondicherry or Tamil Nadu. During the apprenticeship training, students are eligible for stipend. Students joining these courses can also apply for education loan. Apart from this vocational training, IAT is also offering special courses in German for students who have completed 8th grade and would like to study in Germany. Amrita invites us to an open art studio on Sunday 26 between 9:30 a.m. to 12 and in the afternoon between 3:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. And she is saying that she will be hosting an open studio day in her workspace. And her workspace is on the top of Orwell Today office in Surrender. Orwell and Intervillage Sport, the bioregional sports event kickstarted on Sunday 12th at Deash Shakti with over 140 participants competing in athletic and go-go events from 18 villages surrounding Oroville. Men's Finals Tournament is coming this Sunday 26th at Oroville Sports Resource Center, New Creation, all day from 7:30 a.m. when 20 teams will compete. But that is also for us the last day to see those competitions. All events were organized by Oroville Sports Resource Center, Oroville Village Action, and their Shakti teams. here are a few announcements. The SARI is closed for annual tour on 25th of June, Saturday. From SARI office also comes the announcement that they will take no new visa application in July. But they would like to remind us that the office will be closed from 27th of June to the 10th of July. And there will be several inconveniences. From Free Store comes announcement in July on regular timings that the regular timings of Free Store will resume from July onward, which means from Monday to Saturday between 9 to 12:30 and on Tuesday and Thursday afternoon between 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. They would also like to remind the community to bring all items clean and washed, and any other items like electronics, equipment, toys, toiletries, etc. in good condition and not expired and usable. At Bharat Nivas tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. there was screen Nelson Freire, directed by João Moreira Salles, and was made in Brazil in 2012. At Visitor Center, movie show tonight at 8 p.m. Star Wars Episode 3, and tomorrow Friday Star Wars Episode 4, because this is a month of Star Wars at Visitor Center. At Eco Film Club at Sadhana Forest, on Friday at 6:30, this starts with a preview of Sadhana Forest films, and at 7, they will screen What the Ancients Knew, India. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall today at 8 p.m, East Asian comedy drama, Our Little Sister, made in Japan in 2015 by director Hirokazu Kurida. On Saturday, International Drama Romance, Brooklyn, made in UK, Canada and Ireland in 2015 by director John Crowley. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m, Hayao Miyazaki season. And this Sunday, Kiki's Delivery Service, which was made in Japan in 1989. And of course, directed by Hayao Miyazaki. At Cine Club later on at 8 p.m. on Sunday, Lasse Hallström Film Festival is starting. And this Sunday, we'll see drama comedy, Life as a Dog. And the mother wrote, "The only hope for the future is in a change of man's consciousness, and the change is bound to come." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.